Upon me, His anointing is empowering. The kingdom of the Lord is within me, and He's calling me to the heavenly.
He's seated in heavenly places, just like heaven, just like heaven on earth.
Community, show His ability. The will of the Lord for His children is to demonstrate, to perpetuate.
Be seated in heavenly places,
just like heaven
on earth.
Something's changing. See His glory. It feels like heaven on earth.
Something's moving. Something's changing. See His glory. Feels like heaven on earth. Something's moving. Something's changing.
See His glory.
See His glory. Feels like heaven on earth.
Something's moving.
Something's moving.
Something's changing.
Something's changing. His glory feels like heaven on earth.
And there is lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sounds of many waters, heaven on earth.
Lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sounds of many waters, heaven on earth.
Lightning and thunder,
miracles and wonders, sounds of many waters.
Everything from a new point of view, to be seated with Jesus in heavenly places. From His perspective, everything is made new. There is a lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sounds of many waters, heaven on earth.
Lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sounds of many waters, heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Welcome to Heaven on Earth, Calvary Gospel Church, Sunday morning. It is so good to be in the house of the Lord. If you're a guest of ours, we want you to feel at home. We want you to feel welcome. We encourage you to fill out a connection card. If you have that opportunity, you can go to the kiosk and get one. If you don't have one, from the ushers, just a few points of information. We want to let you know how much we appreciate your presence here, and we'll have a small gift for you if you will do that in Jesus' name. Also, we want to welcome all of our online guests. We're glad that you're here. You can connect with us with a Bitly link on the screen there. You should be able to see it on your screen at home. Welcome. We're glad you're with us. We're so excited about being together, worshiping the living God. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Just to let you know, Pastor Roy and Sister Lois will be back this afternoon. That's the plan anyway. So keep them in prayer. They're traveling probably somewhere at this point, so keep them in mind. We're so excited that Brother and Sister Galen Thompson are here with us today. I was teasing them. I said to Sister Thompson that something changed a few minutes ago, and I knew that they were here. So, amen. And we also have with us Keith and Natalie Manley, our guests this morning. Amen. And Pam Carpenter is back in church, so we're excited to see Sister Pam here. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. We have Pastor Jerry has a Save Our Nation promotion at this time.
Greetings, everybody. I actually thought there was a video this morning, so I'm a little off. But Save Our Nation is coming up. It's on Pentecost Sunday. It's going to be at 6 o'clock here in the sanctuary. We'll be live streaming the service that's happening at the Panther Arena down in Milwaukee. So we're a live stream location. So we're going to treat the service just as if the preacher was right here in the service. So we're going to praise and worship with the video. We're going to get behind the preacher, going to get behind the music. There'll be about 30 minutes of worship. There'll be probably about a 20, 30-minute sermon, and then we're going to have an altar call here. So we're going to treat it. So everyone with me here, we want you to invite your guests, and whenever they get here, we're going to just treat it just like it's a normal service, okay? So we're going to have the music pumping. It'll be loud in here. It'll be just like a normal Pentecostal service, and it's going to be actually live, so it's not going to be a recording. We're not going to be watching a recording. It'll be something that's happening 1 hour away from here, and it'll be also happening here. The Holy Ghost can fall anywhere, amen. And so I'm excited. We have about 2,500 cards that we want to hand out. I think we have maybe 1,800 of them left, and so those cards can be found in the kiosks and in the back office area on the counter there. So if you wouldn't mind, grab about 10 of those cards on your way out and try to hand those out to visitors. The cards aren't going to hurt anybody, so just hand them out to everybody, okay? We want everyone to have the ability to hear about the Holy Ghost, to hear about baptism in Jesus' name, healings, miracles, signs, and wonders. We're expecting a great time. And so if you would, just grab some cards and hand those out and be here at 6 o'clock Pentecost Sunday, and we'll see you then.
Thank you, Pastor Simmons. Amen. If you are here today and you'd like to give to any of the causes and to Calvary Gospel Church, you can give in the box on the kiosk in the vestibule. Or if you're online, you can give to cgcmadison.org/giving. You can send to our snail mail address, 5301 Commercial Avenue, or you can text to give 608-719-3883. If you do text, please make sure that you designate your offering. The MM is the designation for Mother's Memorial, which is going on right now. The theme for Mother's Memorial this year is This Is My Story. And so Mother's Memorial supports worldwide ministries, church advancement, UPCI Music Ministry, Hope Ministry, Ladies Prayer International, My Hope Radio, Tupelo Children's Mansion, and those are just a few of the many ministries that you're giving to when you give to Mother's Memorial. Amen. This morning, Sunday school restart. The youth class will be in the fellowship hall starting this morning, and the fifth and sixth grade will meet in the library right across the lobby. So right after worship, when we finish with worship, you'll be dismissed. Parents of the fifth and sixth graders, we're asking that you still follow procedure and pick up your children from the library after service. Amen. This Friday, May 7th, all church prayer at 7 o'clock. Amen. And the day before that, May 6th, Thursday, is the National Day of Prayer. So the church will be open for the National Day of Prayer starting at 6 o'clock. You can come in and pray, and it will be open all day until the end of Voces Unidas. Voces Unidas is having a prayer meeting that night. Pastor Fabian will be leading that. So anytime during the day, you can come by and spend some time in prayer. Pray for our nation. Pray for the upcoming Save Our Nation. And, of course, pray for the brothers and sisters and in the work of Calvary Gospel Church. Amen. So please keep that in mind. Then next Sunday is Mother's Day. And we'll be honoring our moms next Sunday. There will be a flower giveaway as well as photo booths to take pictures. So husbands and sons, make sure you dress nice for mom or your spouse so that you can have your picture taken with them. Amen. We want to stand again, please, for prayer. Continue to pray for Sister Carpenter, for Brother Dan Powell. They're recovering from very serious surgery. Brother Hildebrand, the pastor in Wausau, has had heart surgery. We want to pray for his recovery as well. Amen? And let's pray for this service. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, God, for your continued faithfulness. Always you are faithful. And we're grateful, Lord, that we are able to feel your presence in this place. We come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And we lay before you, we set before you, God, these needs. We pray for Dan Powell and Sister Carpenter for continued healing and strength and recovery in their bodies. We pray for our elder, for our pastor, Brother Hildebrand, that the power and presence of God would touch his body and strengthen him in recovery as well. We pray, oh God, for this service this morning, for your anointing upon Pastor Phil Demas, upon every person in this house, upon everyone online, that the word of God will take root, that the seed of your word, oh God, will bear fruit, that the power of God will be manifest according to your will and according to your word. And we ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Let's worship the Lord.
Not a mountain too tall. There's not a problem so small that Jesus can't resolve. In time he'll get involved, 'cause our God, he cares about us. So wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord, and he'll renew your strength. There's not a night too dark, a journey too long to embark. Jesus will see you through. In time he'll make you new. 'Cause our God, he cares about us. So wait. Renew their strength, and they will rise up with wings as eagles. So I'm gonna wait, I'm gonna wait, I'm gonna wait.
I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus. I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus. I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus. I'm gonna wait on you, Jesus.
Breakthrough in my faith, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle.
You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my faith, breakthrough in my soul,
breakthrough in my spirit,
breakthrough in my soul. glorify your name. Break through and I dance, break through and I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough.
When I can't
see my way through,
and I don't know what to do,
I don't know what to do,
I look to you.
Oh,
breakthrough.
Walls fall down when I shout through.
Strongholds break
when I pray through.
So I'm gonna praise you.
You are the God. You are the God of the
breakthrough in my heart. Breakthrough in my mind. Breakthrough in my spirit. Breakthrough in my soul. Breakthrough in my weakness. Breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God. You are the God of the
breakthrough in my worship. Breakthrough in my praise. Breakthrough when I live
and glorify your name.
Breakthrough when I dance. Breakthrough when I shout. You are the God.
You are the God of the breakthrough in my heart. Breakthrough in my mind. Breakthrough in my spirit. Breakthrough in my soul.
Hallelujah. Let's just worship him right now. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify you, Jesus, with every fiber of our being, God. We glorify you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I feel a spirit of breakthrough in the place. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You remain standing with me, and if you're not already and are able to, stand with me for the reading of the word. Our fifth and sixth graders can be dismissed at this time across the hallway. Our young people over to the fellowship hall, you can make your way to class. Amen. If you need a little room to shout and jump, there's lots of seats up here. I promise, I couldn't spit that far if I tried. So don't worry, you won't get anything on you this morning. Amen. But Matthew 25, if you turn there with me, give honor to my wife, so appreciative of her, my boys. Appreciate our bishop, Sister Grant, good to see you this morning. Amen. Amen. Matthew 25, verse 21. Says, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. You'd put your Bibles down with me, or put your Bibles down and talk to the Lord with me. Ask him to speak to our hearts this morning. We thank you so much, God. You're so good. You're so mighty. You're so holy, God. We're thankful, Lord Jesus, God, for your love. We're thankful for your blessings. We're thankful for, Lord God, your leading and guiding, Lord, your faithfulness to us, Lord. We're thankful, God, that we feel your presence in this place, that we can worship you. We have the freedom to worship, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. I pray, speak to my heart this morning. Let your word, Lord God, penetrate my heart, God, my mind, Lord Jesus, God. Speak to me through your word. It's a living word, God, and I pray all over this place, God. You know who needs, Lord God, to hear and what they need to hear, and I pray, speak that word, Lord, the rhema word, the living word, Lord Jesus, speak this morning, God. We pray in Jesus' name. Everybody say, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, some messages are born out of a time of reading the word of God, and God impresses upon you. Other times it's in prayer. Other times it might be something that happens to you, or a story that you read, or a historical event, and the Lord quickens to your heart. Well, this morning, the Lord impressed upon this message this week. Little background, and my parents are missionaries. Many of you know that. Lived overseas till I was 16. At 16, they had to come home and travel. We had just had a missionary Brenos, come through. Well, that was what my parents were doing, church to church to church. Well, I was in high school going into my junior year, and it's kind of hard to do school while you're traveling. And so they made the choice to, they asked some friends of theirs. I'm sure I met them as a little kid, and when I was this little, you hear that all the time, like, oh, I remember when you were this small. So I didn't remember them, I didn't know them, but Don and Darlene Fleming, a couple in the St. Paul Church, good friends of my, she had been a friend of my mom for years and years, and so I stayed with them as a junior in high school, new school, going from an embassy school in Germany to, of, I don't know, combined 200 students, 6th through 12th, to a school of 1,600, you know, 9th through 12th. And they were like second parents for 2 years for me. Stayed with them junior and senior year of high school before I moved here to Madison. Well, on Tuesday, my parents are driving up this way and doing their thing, taking 6 weeks to get up and go back down, and lots of family things. And they happen to be in Iowa, where Don and Darlene now live, helping their son in Ames, Iowa, in the church that their son pastors. And Tuesday, got the text message from my folks that Darlene was facing her 9th bout with cancer. Since 1999, she's had now 9 bouts of cancer. God has been miraculous in her life, and lots of chemo, lots of things. Grant, Brother Grant knows about that, and God's been faithful to her. And it was an inoperable tumor in her stomach, and so it was presented, basically, these are final days, and I haven't seen them for years, and I've felt bad. I haven't been meaning to go see them, but so my parents just happened to say, hey, we're going to go visit her on Wednesday, so within 28 hours from Tuesday afternoon to Wednesday evening, I drove 10 of those 28 hours, 5 down, 5 back. Went and visited them, and I was expecting a frail older woman who was weak. You know, you expect this, you have this image, last days. I'd hold her hand as she's feebly, it was so not the case. She came out, she'd been resting, she came out, and she looked good. She sat in her chair, and we sat together for 2-3 hours, and she talked with so much hope and so much faith. And, you know, she had made the choice that, you know, she's done with chemo. She's done that route. And she's like, you know what, God could still heal me. I believe that, but you know what? God is so good. And my mind was blown with that fact that she was weak, you could tell, but she was upright, sitting, and just loving the Lord. And I just sat there and listened. And her younger sister, Joy Gillum, they used to pastor, and her husband used to pastor in Monroe, started the Monroe Church. Many of the older saints may know her. Sister Wittenbach, if you're watching this morning, she said to say hello. I know you're not here this morning. Continue to pray for Sister Wittenbach. She's got a lot of physical things going on. Amen. But Joyce says hello, Sister Wittenbach. But and then her brother, Darlene's brother, Dale, was a pastor many years in Iowa. And then her there's another brother who was not there. Anyway, so I'm sitting here with literally, imagine just, they're all 70 plus. Joy might be younger. She seemed younger. But they're in their 70s, just retelling stories, and I'm just sitting there just soaking it all in. And Darlene made a comment about how throughout all her surgeries and chemos and all this stuff, how one thing that really helped her was that her children were living for the Lord. Her grandchildren were living for the Lord. And, you know, it's passing comments and, oh, praise God, you know, that's so true. And we talked about how my whole family, the same thing, the Dale Hodges family, their kids. And we got to pray 3 hours later, got up to pray, joined together. And Brother Hodges said, before we pray, I want to make one remark. You said something about all our children. And he said, you know, the reason is because Alan and Valerie, my parents, you've been faithful. Like Don and Darlene, you've been faithful. My wife and I, we've tried to be faithful all our lives. That's why our kids are serving the Lord and doing well. And it struck me, and so this morning I want to speak on the topic, the faithful path. The faithful path. I look around this morning, bishops here, Caskies, I don't want to mention names, but there's elders here. We consider our elders. We may call them pillars of the church. Another phrase I've heard is solid saints. If you're able to give a word that describes each of them, it's an interesting thought. We could describe someone by their passion or their ability, or their position or a character trait. And I would propose that here in this church, who we consider our elders or our pillars, you folks, the word that ties every one of you together is faithful. Faithful. Then I think of others that are always, that you always expect to see when you come to Calvary Gospel. Walked in this morning, Brother Ward. You see Brother Craig. Devin, Wednesday nights. I can go on and on. You know, and we joke about, oh, so-and-so's missing. They're not in their chair. They're not in their spot. You know, you should really mess Pastor Roy up on Wednesday. Just everyone sits separate, different place. Sorry, Roy. You're probably watching it on the road. Oops. Different personalities, different strengths. But again, the common word that describes all of them, these folks, is faithful. Looking into the Bible, most of us have heard the names of folks in the New Testament, such as Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. They wrote the first four books. We think of Paul, we think of Peter, even some lesser known or talked about figures like Silas. He was with Paul when they praised God at midnight and the jail opened up, or Barnabas. You know, there's some stories about them telling what they did and stuff, but there are a group of folks who are mentioned, but we're not told what they did. We don't know if they were a pastor or a prophet or evangelist or teacher or apostle. That seemingly didn't matter in the scripture when they're described. Ephesians 6:21, my favorite part of this, putting this message together, was looking up the pronunciation. Because it's Greek, and you know, I get the Greek word, and I lived in Greek in land. So it says a little bit down, you see the name Tukikos, a beloved brother and faithful minister. Colossians 4:7, he gets another shout out by Paul to the church in Colossus. Tukikos, a beloved brother, faithful minister. That's all it says about him. Colossians 4:9, Onesimos, a Greek word, Onesimos. Sorry, I lived in Greece, and Greek brand, a Windex. A faithful and beloved, oh my word, Lord help me, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, comes from the Greek word. Colossians. So you stop laughing at me. This is what happens when folks encourage me. I just get joyful. And Colossians 1:7. As you also learn from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant who is a faithful minister. 1 Peter 5:12. Siluanos, it doesn't look like that, but in the original Greek there's no V. Siluanos, our faithful brother. Dad, I hope I'm not butchering our Greek heritage here. Our faithful brother. Revelation 2:13. I've never heard these names except just read them briefly. We don't know what they're about, but it's faithful, faithful, faithful. Revelation 2:13, it did not deny my faith even the days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr. Did you catch the commonality already? Yeah, faithful. Didn't say, oh, they shouted the house down, this brother. Man, they were, no, it's faithful. Faithful. Just to be clear, when we speak of being faithful, we're speaking to the characteristic of an individual. It can also be described as steadfast, loyal, constant, unwavering, resolute, committed. Amen. And so we look at our opening scripture, and this was a story told by Jesus, Matthew 25, and comparing the kingdom of heaven to different scenarios. And he says in verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants, delivered his goods to them. So he gives them goods, says, see you later, take care of them, be good stewards. And it goes on, and some were good stewards, and one was not. And verse 21, which we read, was the one of the good stewards. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. The kingdom of heaven is going to be like that. Kingdom of God is like that. Being faithful is so key. By comparison, the one who didn't do as instructed, mentioned in verse 26, it says, but his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. Yikes is right. One more thought about faithfulness. And I want to speak to our younger couples. I play with Lego, so that knocks about 6 years off me. So I'm in my 30s. So I consider myself young, and so I'm speaking to myself too. But also young in the Lord, new to the church. Faithful is not something we become. You know, we look at our elders, we speak about our elders. It's not like, oh, wow, they've reached this age. And once you get into the out-of-control breakfast club, man, you are now faithful. No, it's not something you become like an age. Faithful is something we are. We don't become unwavering, steadfast, loyal, constant, resolute, committed. We choose to be those things. We choose the faithful path. And so young couples, keep that in mind. We choose it. It's a choice. We don't become it. We choose it now at our age. And for those who are actually young, your age, I'm middle of the road. Help me, Lord. So what's on the faithful path? Let's answer that question. Faithful to what? What are we faithful to? As someone who grew up in the church, or for someone who is new in the Christian life, out of desire to do what's right, we're faithful to just that, what we should do. And honestly, sometimes more of an emphasis on what we should not do. We want to know, what are the do's and don'ts? But it's really interesting that in Proverbs 22:5, we're worried about falling away. We're worried about those snares. We're worried about the things that are going to take us out. And what should we not do? What should we protect us from? But look at Proverbs 22:5. It says, in the paths of the wicked are snares and pitfalls, but those who would preserve their life stay far from them. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, those snares and pitfalls. We got to stay far from them. So we got to know what we shouldn't do. I set you up for all those who just said that's right. We so desperately want to avoid it, but I want to preserve my life. But wait, what is the pronoun them referring to? It's not referring to the snares and pitfalls. It's referring to the paths of the wicked. You stay far away from the paths of the wicked. That's where the snares and pitfalls are. So if you are on the faithful path, the righteous path, the snares and pitfalls are not there. So stay on the path. Be faithful. Now, there's going to be temptation to get off, take that next exit, and get on the different path. And yeah, you're going to hit some snares and pitfalls. Oh, man, I got offended. Or oh, this. Or oh, that. Or I don't understand. You know, there's going to be temptation. But if you stay faithful to God. And so the number one is being faithful to God. If we're faithful to God, if we're staying on the faithful path, there are no snares and pitfalls. Because as we journey through life, God is showing us where to go, how to live, how to act, what to say, on and on and on. No, life is not a bed of roses on the faithful path. Like I said, we're going to face temptation and to get off on the next exit. But if we stay faithful through the tests and trials, the Spirit of the Lord will guide us into all truth, as John 16:13 says. It'll guide us into all truth. That's why a woman who is, in my opinion, dying of cancer can be so hopeful and true, because she's been doing this for years. God's got it. Whatever it may be. It's a win-win situation, was a phrase I heard that day. It's a win-win situation. If I get healed, another notch. She didn't say this, but I'll be ready for number 10, cancer, you know, type attitude. If I pass away, it's a win-win. I'll be with Jesus. The faithful path is one where we are faithful to God. Don't focus on the do's and don'ts. If we're faithful to God, His Spirit will guide us into truth. His Word will lead us into truth. We will grow spiritually as we're faithful to God, and He'll show us the way and speak to our hearts. I think back to Brother Thomas, assistant pastor here at CGC for many, many years, now pastoring down in Stoughton. If you don't know him, he's an awesome man. His stories were the best. His stories were the best. I remember several times he relayed how, as a brand new Christian, he was so pumped, and he went to his weekly poker game with his buddies, ready to share how good God was. And I'm going to butcher this. I might not have all the details, but he praised God as he won hand after hand that day. Thank you, Jesus. I could just see him. Until one of his poker buddies finally spoke up and asked him what was going on. And Pastor Thomas relays how he received the Holy Ghost, his baptism experience. And his buddy was like, "Don't you know that Christians don't gamble?" He didn't ask after he received the Holy Ghost and was baptized, "What should I not do now, Pastor?" No, he just went, he's just faithful to God. "I'm going to be faithful to God." And you know what? As soon as he said that, he walked away. "I didn't know that. Okay. Well, I'm not going to gamble." Yeah, took it all and took it with him. I don't know if that's true. He didn't ask for a list of do's and don'ts. He didn't need to because he was on the faithful path. And God used his poker gambling buddy to speak into his life that gambling was wrong. And he gave it up on the spot, walked away. Why? Because he was on the faithful path. "Whatever you want from me, God, I'll do. Whatever change, God, I'll need to make, I'll change, God." What a powerful message. I haven't listened to it all, but Pastor Jessica preached Wednesday, gave me a little synopsis. And, you know, what a powerful thought. Don't hide those rooms from God. Let him make his habitation in your life. And whatever I need to do, whatever hard thing I need to do, I'll do, God. That's the faithful path. What does this look like? I saw it in Don Fleming. In their downstairs level when I lived with him, they finished off just a bathroom and a room, and I think that was right before I got there, because that's what all that was finished down there. It was unfinished basement otherwise. But there was a couch. And every day, really early in the morning, Don would quietly come down the stairs and pray. He didn't wake me up with loud and boisterous prayers. So it was funny thinking back, why did I always wake up? I believe it was like God would wake me up just to teach me. This is a faithful man. Every morning. Don't forget, faithful is not something we become. Faithfulness to God is who we are. Whatever it takes, we've just got to be in the Word of God. You may have a crazy schedule. I get that. You may have to wake up at 5 a.m., 4 a.m., whatever it may be. I get that. But that is not an excuse to be faithful. You have to figure it out and say, no matter maybe how tired I am, I'm going to get up earlier. Or when I get home or on my break at the job, I have to do it. Not I'll become faithful one day. No, you'll never become faithful. Because faithful is something you are. So I challenge you, figure it out. Get in the Word. Get in His presence. Because that's when He's going to lead you and guide you into all truth in every situation. Faithful to God. That's the faithful path. There's so many things in the world that can distract us. And so we're going to number two, sorry, faithful to our family. So many things that can distract us, maybe not so much distract, but take our time. They can consume us if we allow them every day, like bills, putting a roof over our heads, food on the table, our jobs, school for yourself or for your kids, yard work, hobbies, vacations, on and on and on. So whether we're a single adult, a married couple with no kids, couple with kids, a married couple with adult children, maybe in the grandparent stage, faithful to our family is all about making sure that number one priority of being faithful to God has its place in our home or in our lives. That I'm not going to let the cares of life, yeah, we all have to pay the bills. Yeah, we all want to be successful. But I'm not going to let that take me out from number one. So glad to see our business owners faithful to God. You set your own schedule. And so if you're not here this morning and listening maybe online, you set your schedule. I want to challenge you. So set the schedule where it carves out, I'm going to be at church because why? I want to be faithful to God. And so I need to set that precedent in my family for my life. Yeah, be successful. The Bible talks about that, being a servant at work and being the best you can, but don't let it become all about that advancement. Make sure that God is the number one. And so as the number two, being faithful to your family, you're being faithful to yourself, to your family, leading them, showing them, guiding them. For those with kids, we do no good for our kids if we provide every opportunity in this world, yet we don't provide an opportunity or an atmosphere in our homes for them to be faithful to God. My boys are crazy. And one of their favorite things is Josiah will be like, Dad, can you put on our jam? I say, sure, let's put on the jam. And this is hilarious. I'll have to show you sometime. Malachi will be playing with a toy. As soon as the song starts, he sets the toy down and starts. And Josiah does his thing, and he's all over the place. Wild, crazy 5- and 1-year-old. But you know what song that is? Old school Brother Hawk, black gospel song, Jesus Will Fix It. Jesus Will Fix It. It's funkified and modernized, but it's that song. And so, yes, it might be Dad put on her jam, but it's like, Dad, can you put on Jesus Will Fix It? And so as they're jumping around being crazy, what are they hearing? Trouble may come my way. Jesus will fix it. They don't know that at 5 and 1. At what that's all about. But someday they're going to face something. You know what? Jesus will fix it. So set that atmosphere. It's so simple to do. Find a jamming song. It doesn't have to be, find a fun song. Set that atmosphere. Prayer with Josiah. You know, I sometimes struggle because I'm tired at night. Let's be honest. I'm tired. 95% of the time I put Josiah down. It's just one thing that I want to do. We pray, read the Bible and pray. And I found myself just, all right, let's pray. And I would pray quick, love you, and snuggles, and I'd leave. I'd lead the prayer, and he'd just sit there. And Fiona challenged me once, like, oh, yeah, you know, I did this the other night, and I really got stirred and challenged, and I've been doing this faithfully now. And that's asking him, what do you want to pray for? What are you thankful for that you want to tell Jesus thank you for? Last night, Fiona, bless her heart, took him garage sailing. It was for her, but she took him along, so I'd only have one kid. And you know who scored at the garage sales? Josiah. And last night he's like, I want to thank God for the new dinosaurs Kids, check out his dinosaurs. He brought them to show you a couple of them. Thankful for my dinosaurs I got. The Mega Blocks, which really hurt my heart because it's not Lego. But he got a Mega Blocks. Jesus, Daddy was not with him. No. And he said, I'm so thankful. I'm like, you're blessed. He's like, yeah, I'm so blessed. And it's just cute. And we go on. The other thing is, what do you need Jesus to help you with? And what do you want to tell Jesus? And I'm like, all right, in your own words, you pray while I pray. And it's taken that extra 3 minutes to teach him, like, you know, how to pray and let him pray. And I don't say that for myself because I struggle, because I want to go to bed. I want to do my own thing. I want to have my own time. But it's about setting that, being faithful to your family. I just need to be faithful to my family. I feel so inept sometimes. But again, listening to those folks, 70-year-olds, the Hodges, my parents, the Flemings, we just try to be faithful. If you have a loved one here this morning that's not serving the Lord, be faithful to them in prayer. They told a story about a woman, her husband didn't live for the Lord. She prayed for him for 40 years. Went into a coma. She's like, God, I've been praying all these years. Be faithful to me now. The man woke up in the hospital to his full senses, right mind, got baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. 4 days later, he passed away. She answered her prayer. He answered her prayer. Be faithful if you have a loved one. They made the choice to walk away from God. Don't blame yourself. But be faithful to your family by holding them up in prayer and pouring out for in front of the Lord for their soul. He will be faithful to you. Faithful to our family. That's the faithful path. Amen. And then number 2B, number 2A was faithful to the family. Number 2B is faithful to the family of God. I wanted to skim over this, but I'll be honest. I've been grieved in my spirit the past few weeks as I've seen the passion for actions we should or shouldn't take in a pandemic society and how that has caused seemingly some division. I could say one word this morning and you'd be able to feel the tension level rise. Why? Because I've said it before. And it's like, what in the world? Why are people getting so tense? And I'm going to go through this because of the sake of time, but we need to be faithful to the family of God. Why? Because of number 3 that's coming up that we'll talk about in a minute, but it won't be as effective if we don't have number 2B down. John 13:34 says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also should love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. I want to folks know I'm a disciple of Christ, so I've got to be faithful to you. Faithful to the family of God. Faithful to church. Does it mean I agree with them 100%? No, but we're faithful to them and faithful to how God wants us to interact with them. What does this look like if we walk into church and we get a burr in our saddle when we see something? We need to make it a point to get on our knees and pray for that person. Not that they would change, but God would change us and our thoughts toward our brother or our sister. Pray blessings upon them. Pray for their health. Pray for their family. Why? Because it's awful hard to be upset with someone when we're praying for them. It's awful hard to be prideful and arrogant towards someone when we're praying for them. Go back to number 1, faithful to God, his word, the leading of a spirit. It will lead us into all truth, which includes how we should treat our brothers and sisters, even the ones who rub us the wrong way. Don't close that room off to the Holy Ghost. You need to pray for your brothers. Romans 12:20, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Yes! Coals of fire! Bishop saw us differently. What does that mean? You'll warm them up so much to you by your loving them that they'll just have to be around you because they feel your love. That's what that means. You warm them up. Faithful to church. Faithful to our brothers and sisters. Faithful to the family of God. That's the faithful path. And then number 3, the kingdom of God or the work of God. Faithful to reaching out to others. Faithful for getting involved in ministry. I sat there on Wednesday at Don and Darlene's Fleming's house. Don is the most unassuming man you've ever met. Soft-spoken, I got in trouble once in those 2 years that they caught me. No, I'm just joking. I got in trouble once. I was not feeling well, so I didn't go to church. But you know what? What I was well enough to do, all the ABI students, the Bible college up there, they would go to McDonald's afterwards and eat, and I was well enough to go eat and hang out with them after church. I got home, so I left right at the end of church, what would have been church, and met them at McDonald's. I came home, and Don was like sitting in a chair up. I was like, oh, he's always asleep by then because he wakes up at 5 a.m. to pray. So he sacrificed that night, and he was up the next morning, I'm sure. But he told me, made one sentence, and then he said, go to bed. He said, if you're well enough to eat at McDonald's, you're well enough to go to church. Now go to bed. And I'm like, soft-spoken, unassuming. But you know what? The man is brilliant. An engineer by trade. He was the state bridge engineer in Minnesota for 14 years. It means he's the number one man in the Department of Transportation in the bridge division. When I-35 fell down, he was called upon to come look at it and be part of it. He actually made recommendations before it failed that we need to look at this bridge. And the consulting firm that he was working for at the time ignored it. And it fell down. Brilliant man. Quiet. Unassuming. Smart. Successful. And you know where he was on Sunday morning? At church, volunteering as the Sunday school director, leading all of the children's ministries classes. Don is faithful to God, but he's also faithful to the kingdom of God. On Wednesday, he told, everyone's telling stories, and he was telling multiple stories of currently the Bible studies that he has been teaching over the past few years. He began to choke up with emotion when he came to the part of his part where he told about how his Bible study students were baptized or filled with the Holy Ghost. You could tell that was important to him, that they received the Holy Ghost. They came. Why? Because he's faithful to the kingdom of God. There are folks in our circle of influence. We've talked about this last couple months. Folks we come into contact with that we can reach out to. If we're on lunch break, still be faithful to the kingdom of God and look for opportunities to talk with your coworkers or to the employees at the store. God's been working on me in this area, especially in the last 6 weeks, and I've really been challenged. I'm and an extrovert sometimes. I want to be around people, but there's times I don't want to see people anymore. The introverts say amen. Well, don't say amen because then you're probably saying, yeah, amen, amen, yeah, that's me. I get sick of people. I just want to bunker down. I've had to push myself to have conversations with folks, ask questions, to be faithful to the kingdom of God. Lord laid my neighbor on the heart. One neighbor, we were really good friends with. The other side, a great couple, but we've never really talked with. Went out to the mow the grass for the first time the other day. Was in the back. I'm making my first pass, and I see them sitting on their deck. I mowed one line, and I stopped and just said hi and walked over. And 2 hours later, I still had only mowed one line. And they shared, and I just said, catching up. It's now winter's gone, and you know what? They've been struggling for infertility for 3 years. They're like, we've been meaning to talk to you and ask, because we were just been discussing adoption, discussing IVF, and discussing what our options, fostering, and it just led to open the door. I'm like, God, this is why. And you know what? They're the most vocal and extrovert people on the block. And I'm like, okay, you know, we got these 8-foot grills at church. I'm going to try to get one over at our house. We should do a grill out, because we had all these houses just ruin the neighborhood, but all these new houses built. But you know what? They know everybody, because they talk to everybody. They just talk and talk, and they're just extroverts to the core. And on the other side, the wife is an extrovert to the core. So God placed two kind of introverts, me half introvert, between the two most vocal people in our neighborhood. I'm like, okay, God, I've got to get this grill out and just sit back and let them invite everybody. And there'll be a huge thing, and God opened the doors. Why? Because I'm just trying to be faithful to the kingdom of God. Faithful to ministry also. We need volunteers to serve in ministry. Sunday school is restarting fully next month, June. And we need some help with teachers. We need some help with check-in. to make sure that everyone's safe and stuff. So if you're interested, we've got a plan for you not to miss Sunday mornings. We'll be talking about that. But if you're interested, fill out a ministry placement app. Get involved if you're not doing anything on a Sunday morning. Get plugged in. We'd love for you to, a little plug for you, Brandon and Peter, for children's ministry. Be faithful to your volunteer opportunities. As our connection groups grow, be faithful to making sure you invite a guest. That's the point. Not like, hey, I just want to go hang out with everybody I already know. If it's a hunting group, a shooting group, gun enthusiast, a car enthusiast, make sure you don't just go yourself. Find someone, invite them. And maybe you challenge yourself, I'm not going to this group unless I bring somebody. Challenge yourself. Why be faithful to the kingdom of God? Faithful to the kingdom of God. You know, we're at 75% capacity we can have in church starting Wednesday. That's 450. We haven't even hit 50% capacity, which we've been allowed. There's room here, folks. And we need to be faithful to the souls that we come across. The circle of influence. If you eat at the same place every day at lunch or multiple times, I won't mention, yeah. I've had to start my mod ministry all over again, honey. I'm sorry. Because they rotated everybody out, the crew. But you know what? I'm weird. I like feta, and I eat feta with the crust of the pizza. Don't ask why. Anyways, I lived in Greece. I'm weird. But you know what? I became the two sides of feta man. And I didn't purposely do that, but I would say that's a good tip. Stand out. If you like peppers on your sandwiches wherever you go every day, ask for them on the side, even though you just put them right back on. Why? Because they'll become, oh, you're the guy who likes that on, you're the lady who likes that on the side. You're the weird one. But that opens up conversation. You know what? And it's going long, but I'm running out of time. I want to tell the story. Josiah and I came over for the work day for an hour. Thank you for all those who let him run the jackhammer and all the UTV, and he had a blast. But I said, let's go to dinner. We worked hard. Let's go eat. Where do you want to go? Mod Pizza. That's my boy. So we went over on Mod Pizza on Friday night, and B happened to be there. That's her name, B. And she had started working nights because she graduated from college in the social work arena, got a job, and she's like, I'm considering leaving. And so I had given her a church card a while back, but I happened to go Friday night, hadn't seen her weeks. She's like, it's my last day. She's like, this is so crazy that on my last day you would walk in. She gave me my meal free. So nice of her. Thank you, Jesus. But that was the point. I wanted to say, it's not an accident. I'm here. And so I said, you got my card, right? Yep. I hope I see you. She's like, I'm going to surprise you some Sunday morning and come. I'm like, good. Good. Why? Because of months of me just forcing myself. I would go before lunch rush or after lunch rush so I could have an opportunity to talk. And I have to force myself, like, hey, what's going on in your world? That's not natural to me. But God's been dealing with my heart about it more and more. And it's like, it's not that hard, really, when you think about it. Tell me your story. What's going on? Oh, you're in college. Cool. Yeah, I went to UW. Connection point. Boom. And then next time, I didn't push. Next time I went, because I go a little bit, don't I, to Mod. If you go to Mod, save your receipts. I'll scan them for my rewards. Anyways, just text me. Praise God. I'll support the ministry of Mod. Oh, see, my wife's there, and she's like, yeah. Thank you, dear. Thank you, thank you. But faithful to the kingdom of God. Faithful to the neighbor that you work with, the coworker, the friend. If you would stand with me. I don't know how long Darlene will be alive. But I know it can be said that she has been faithful. So thankful for those who are here after years and years and years. You are an example of being faithful. No, it's not. You became faithful. Remember that. But over this whole course of time, one faithful action, one faithful decision after another. I don't feel like going to church, but I'm going to go. I don't feel like praying with my kids. I'm so tired, but I'm going to pray. I have an odd against my brother, so I'm going to be committed to him and pray for him or her. Get on my knees for them. Why? Because I've just got to. I don't feel like it, but I've got to. Got to be faithful to God. I got to be faithful to my family, to the family of God. And you know what? I'm in a rush. I'm in a hurry. I need to be, but you know what? I'm going to take a time to take 2 minutes to talk to that Mod Pizza person. Man, a whole new crew. I got to start all over again. But it's been fun. There's a challenging guy there. Oh, my word. But I'll find out about him. I'll get him to like me, to know exactly what. Oh, two fettas, right? Yep, bring it up. You know, they got all the pizzas named, the Colin, the Jasper, the this and that. I'm like, guys, you just need to name the fill. Double pepperoni, bacon, cheese on top, two sides of feta. Just put it. They're like, yeah. Why? It's fun. I enjoy it. But it's because it's the kingdom of God. It's a soul. And I'm just trying. I haven't seen any fruit, but someday, somehow, the seed's been sown. Someone's going to water it. And they're going to be like, what? You go to church with Phil? I believe it. Some of you are going to run across one of them someday. And you're going to tell the church, and like, hey, does Phil go there? Yeah. Two sides of feta, Phil? Yeah. That's the connection. You'll water that seed. I believe it. Someday they're going to walk in, and we're going to see them saved. The faithful path. It's not the glitzy glamour. No, it's faithfulness. Being faithful. I believe some of us have been challenged this morning. So as they begin to worship, look into your life. Where is there lacking? Where do I need to take a step and just do it? Not hope someday I'll be faithful in that area. I hope I can talk to people. No, I'm going to do it. I am going to make daily prayer a priority because that's number one on the list here. And I've just been struggling. I'm going to figure this out no matter what I have to do. I'm going to figure it out. I won't look at media and my phone until I pray. Challenge yourself. Whatever it takes, just do it. That's what it is. It's making a faithful decision each and every day in each and every area to God, to our family, to the family of God, and to the kingdom of God. Let's find a place to pray. Come forward if you're comfortable in this area up here. We call it our altar. Just an area for you to pray. Make your way all the way up to the front if you're first so we don't clog the aisles. But be faithful. Think about this. God, where do I need to be faithful in? Challenge me, God. Show me. He will guide you into all truth. Don't close off those areas. Let Him habitate, make habitation in your life, as Pastor Jessica preached. I just want to move your heart, God. To give you all I have.
By your will,
for you, Jesus, I live,
and for your pleasure I exist. You are worthy, Lord.
You're worthy, Jesus. I give you everything, God.
You are worthy.
Help me to be faithful, God. Help me to make a faithful decision today, God. And tomorrow, God. And the next day, I just want to bless you, Jesus.
I just want to make you glad.
I just want to make you glad. Be pleased with me, God.
I just want to move your heart, God. To give you all I am.
I just want to bless your name.
I just want to bless your name.
I just want to make you glad.
I just want to make you glad.
I just want to move your heart, God.
I just want to move your heart, God.
Give you all I am.
Give you all I am.
If you've never received the Holy Ghost, God has something for you. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. Let the Spirit guide you. Be filled with His Spirit this morning. You've never been baptized in Jesus' name. You'll be clean. You'll be free from all the sin of their past. Hallelujah. We can baptize you this morning.
Set a
Jesus.
By your will.